Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It is time for us to fix things. That's what we're here to do, right? Yep. We're going to fix the universe. How about that for an assignment, ladies? It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Yes, we're going to fix everything, and we're going to do it being ourselves, right? We're right here. Literally, what I want is to have folks listening pay attention to us. Attention, Kmart shoppers. Jennifer has the latest on the COVID outbreaks. I guess.
Yeah, some good news, actually.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the fabulous news.
So let's start with some good news, because I think we could all use it, and that is that coronavirus infections fell by 15% over the past week, which is continuing what the experts are calling a steady downward trend.
Remember what both the doctors associated with this program have said. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, both say it has reached its apex and is on the downhill side, the other side of the curve.
Let's hope. So
Jack even said it's over. Which
wow.
It is kind of
strong words.
Yeah,
he's right.
Yeah.
All right, the U.S. is averaging 41,700 new confirmed cases per day. That's down from 49,000 per day last week and 65,000 per day at the height of the summer outbreak. The pace of new infections fell in 20 states, and these are the states that we were really keeping an eye on over the last month or two. That includes Arizona, Florida, Texas, California, which is my state, has been a stubborn holdout, but finally this week there was a significant drop in negative cases. Is 31%. I think the reason for that, and maybe people don't realize outside of the state, is that we had a major testing and counting problem here in the state of California. They actually fired our state's health director because of it. She was the fall guy in this. And so the reason it looked like so many cases were testing positive over the last several weeks for us is because they were backlogged numbers that were being held back by the state. So I would actually add that in. Maybe they've considered that, but I would imagine that's why the number was going up in California, and they called it the stubborn holdout. I think it was because they were getting through the backlog. Now, obviously, there are things that can undermine this. You've got schools getting back into session. You have college campuses that are trying to figure out how to keep people from going to parties and mixing with each other. But so far, I think this is a little bit of good news. And it was kind of interesting yesterday, or actually earlier in the week, I think, the state of California did a press conference. Gavin Newsom talked about the twindemic. And so now it seems that I would imagine the rest of the country is going to hear about this. And, you know, it sounds scary, and I think that's what it's meant to, because I think there's just a lot of fear that's driving people right now. So the twindemic is the possibility that you might get the flu during flu season and the coronavirus.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of doctors talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So twindemic is the latest thing. Now that we seem to see these cases of coronavirus going down, now the newest thing to be afraid of is a twindemic. And to answer that, California has adapted a new test that will be rolled out throughout the state, I think, by next month, by the end of September. And that is a test that will test you at the same time for coronavirus and the flu. So you can find out if you have
one or
the other or both.
Jennifer?
That's helpful, because so many people didn't know if they had the flu or if they had coronavirus earlier in this spring when this happened. So, because there is a test for flu A and flu B, but a lot of people, if you tested negative for the flu, then they knew you had COVID and vice versa. So that's actually helpful. I hope they do that in other states.
But the CDC says that if you don't have the symptoms, you don't need to be tested.
Well, that's pretty controversial.
Which seems to fly right in the face of all this other stuff. I thought doctors were trying to push as hard as possible to get everybody tested.
It's so funny. In my experience, and I can only tell you personally what I've encountered, going through this with my family and with several of my colleagues, we were all told by not only our doctors, but by the contact tracers from the county of Los Angeles, where all the people that I know all got sick within the county of Los Angeles. So the contact tracer said, don't test again. In fact, they said, please don't test again, because what's happening is there's no way to distinguish multiple positive cases. So if you're someone who has it and tested positive for it and then tested again and tested again and tested again and you got positive results, you're being counted as four different cases instead of one person who's tested multiple times. And so I'm not kidding. The contact tracers that contacted both of my parents, the contact tracers that contacted my colleagues all said, don't get another test. Just wait until your symptoms go by, basically. And if you don't have symptoms, it's 14 days from when you were tested. So I think it's kind of interesting that the rest of the country has
adopted this. But that makes sense, though. But see, that what happened with in your case, that makes sense because you already know you have it. So ride it out and then, you know, and then don't get another positive to aid in the count. But what the CDC is now saying, which is very controversial, and a lot of people are saying it comes directly from the Trump administration because they don't want to inflate the numbers or whatever the reason would be. But this new guidelines are, and no one should get tested unless you have symptoms. But
unless
see, in New York and New Jersey, but there were plenty of people who tested positive who didn't have symptoms. You need to know who those people are so they're not around vulnerable people. I've been getting tested every week, and I've had all negatives, but if I turn up with a positive, even if I don't have symptoms, I need to know that so I'm not around my mom. So I totally disagree with the new CDC guidelines. What they told you is a different story, and I agree with that, but in this new guideline, I don't agree with this.
My doctor, just one more thing, just to put a cap on this, my doctor said, I don't really care if you get tested. He's like, we treat symptoms. So if you have the symptoms of COVID, that's what we're going to, we're treating your symptoms.
Yeah.
And so I was one of those people who got a negative. And he's like, don't even worry about the test. If you have symptoms, we treat your symptoms and that's it. I asked him for the antibody test this last week after going back and testing negative again. And he said, oh, that's not, there's no reason to have it. There's no reason to get the antibody test.
Yeah.
So there's just not a lot of doctor, at least my doctor, is saying that there's just not a lot of hope, I guess, or they don't hold a lot in testing. What they're doing right now is treating symptoms in patients.
So what about college campuses that are beginning to open up? Apparently
shut down soon.
Yeah, well, but again, understanding whether it's severe or not, classes haven't even started, for the most part, on campuses.
Some of them have. The problem is that they're having parties. And so until you can get kids to get it together and act like responsible people, it's not going to class that's giving them coronavirus. It's the fact that they're gathering together in their housing units.
Well,
so the problem
put all the sick people in one dormitory and let them cook. That's what I would do.
Well, that's what they're doing at Notre Dame. Notre Dame just isolated a bunch of people. They haven't sent their students home. They're just taking a break from school for 2 weeks.
Ohio State suspended 228 students for breaking the rules.
Syracuse had 200 and something students that they suspended too. It's a mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a mess.
Right. But back to who's.
University of Alabama, 550 students that they know of so far in one outbreak.
Who is in charge?
I mean, personal responsibility is what will save the day here. And unfortunately, I don't think a lot of people want to take that on.
Sort of combined food news and pandemic news. The Attorney General in New York is suing Hillendale Farms, an egg producer, for gouging its prices. The lawsuit was filed this week. This is one of the largest egg producers, by the way. This is a company that wholesales a lot of eggs, like there's a company called Turner up in Maine. They do the same thing. The lawsuit claims that the Ohio and Pennsylvania-based producer made about $4 million by illegally increasing its prices. See, I don't understand how they justify that. If the customer, I understand price gouging, but the way around this isn't to sue them. The way around it is to not buy the eggs that are overpriced because there are various gradient levels. I don't know. You know, we've seen grocery prices, not just eggs, but stuff in the stores. Either it's not there or what is there has increased dramatically in the last. The prices have increased dramatically. Was it yesterday, the day before, we were talking about the prices seem to be going down now on most of these things except for hot dogs.
Well, I don't know. I bought chicken at Wegmans yesterday, and it went up by $1.30. For the same chicken that I've been buying all along, it's now $1.30 more. And beef that I ordered for my parents, that went up like $2, a little over $2. Yeah. So I'm not sure what's going on, if it's just Wegmans or if everyone else is seeing that increase, but I don't know.
You know what?
Some things have gone down. Other things keep going
probably
up.
Probably shouldn't admit this. I don't look at the price on stuff. I just buy what I want to eat. I buy healthy stuff, and I don't go. I went to there's a local this outfit has a store, but they're basically an orchard. And so I frequent them from this time of year till the end of the year because I want to buy apples that are fresh in the yard. And you can buy other things in the store, but then they're all expensive. But I want their apples because I don't want to buy store-bought apples when I can get them from an orchard that were just picked yesterday or today.
Well, I went to a farmer's market yesterday thinking that, you know, I was going to get all this wonderful produce. Nary a tomato or an avocado or a leaf of lettuce. The entire farm market was completely sold out. Not a single item.
They're cleaning up, man. The farms around here, farmer's markets, cleaning them right out. Because people, thank God, have finally realized because one of the good things, Jennifer, as you were saying earlier about this, is that people have realized the food supply doesn't come from the grocery store. You can buy food in the grocery store if they can get it from the people who grow it. And so if you can't, then you go back to the source. And that's what a lot of people have been doing, thank heavens. You can hear at djvshow.com. Plus, you can follow us all day, every day. The whole show repeats itself all day long at the DJV website, djvshow.com.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Pancreatic cancer is relatively rare. It's seldom detected in its early stages and often deadly. But new thoughts on treatment strategies are giving more patients hope.
This cancer needs more than a knife.
Surgeon Dr. Mark Trudy says there are really three prongs to treatment: surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. All three have seen major advances in the past few years, but the key
is how do we take what we have and apply it in the right sequence to get the outcome we're looking for.
It used to be that surgery for the few who qualified would be followed by chemo and radiation. But Dr. Trudy has flipped that script. Chemo and radiation come first.
Because of all the therapies they've gotten ahead of time, these patients now, we can offer them much more complicated operations.
Even patients whose cancer would traditionally have been considered inoperable. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Through the night. All right, so that's Lennon's version of that tune. Mark David Chapman, the guy who gunned down John Lennon outside of his apartment in 1980, denied parole again. This is the 11th time this jerk has been before. Well, what do they think? I mean, who's encouraging
him
to apply?
Every 2 years, I think, right? It comes up.
Is that normal? Do you have to? Are you automatically considered, or is somebody...
I think you're automatically considered.
Really?
Well, I don't see it, because if someone wants to stay in jail at the taxpayer dollar, it's not a hotel.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's...
Right.
Think of it that way.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, this guy deserves to stay in there anyway.
Yeah.
The Board of Parole interviewed him. He's 65 years old now. That's mind-blowing. Isn't it? I mean, think about it. He was like...
I don't know how. I don't really know how old was he.
He was a 20-something year old at the time, 1981. Anyway, he is serving out his sentence at the Wendy Correctional Facility up in Alden, New York, that's near Buffalo. Next parole hearing is scheduled for 2 years from now. He pled guilty to shooting and killing Lennon on December 8th, 1980, after Lennon had autographed an album for him. Wow. He'd been planning the murder for months, he said. This guy's a psycho, like so many of these other, like these kids we're talking about that are shooting up Kenosha, or they go to wherever out in Portland. It's the same thing. Only this guy acted individually, but he's obviously, mentally incapacitated.
In 2018, I think it was, when he did his last parole hearing, Yoko has, she's not very well right now. Apparently she hasn't left her apartment. I don't know how much time she really has left, but she has gone to every single one of these parole hearings to ask that they not, you know, let him out.
Yeah.
But in 2018, he said that he was remorseful, but he said that he couldn't
found
stop
Jesus.
Himself. That's new, but back then he said that when he got the album, he waited for a long time to get John Lennon to sign the album for him, and then he went back later that day to go kill him at the Dakota. And he said in his mind, he was telling himself, all right, that's enough. You got him to sign the album. That's enough. And he was trying to talk himself out of killing him. And he said he couldn't, that he was in too deep was his, I mean, that's, you know, mental issues there, but it's horrible.
Anyway, You talk about Yoko Ono. She's raised concerns over some angry Beatles fans seeking retribution for Chapman's crime if he were to be released. That's an interesting angle on it, isn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
If you let him out of jail, somebody's going to knock him off.
Yeah, you don't really think about it that way, but
no.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So, he needs to stay there. A horrible memory, that is. Wait. All right, next up, 26 after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm interested in Yola Tengo, because I don't know who Yola Tengo is.
They're kind of an indie band. They're from Jersey. They've been around since, really? Like 1980 or 84, huh. Or something like that.
So what does that translate? Yola, it is I, it's the something... Yo is I, isn't it, in some of the Romance languages? La Tengo,
yes.
Would be sort of Hispanic.
Want.
What is it?
Tengo is want.
I want. So that's the name of the group, I want. Okay.
No, I think we're missing a word.
We are?
Yo La Tengo. Maybe it's I want you? I don't know. I don't speak Spanish, I don't know. My mother was a snob. She would only speak French.
I think Tengo was... Wait, I'm trying to think back. It's high school Spanish. I think Tengo is not want. I think it's have. I have something.
All right. It's well, look at this. It's half past the hour. Look at all the time you've taken, ladies, away from commercials. That's horrible.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need to get it done. From computers to chairs, webcams to networking accessories. This week, it's Staples Chair Event. You'll find a wide selection for the home or office, with select chairs up to 40% off. Shop in-store or pick up curbside and save big. This week at Staples. Ends 8/29. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired, like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an in-person roll call vote, Republicans officially renominated President Trump to represent their party on the ballot November 3rd in the presidential election.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
The vote was a mere formality as Trump ran virtually unopposed, winning every GOP delegate except for one in Iowa that went to former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. The president also reminded the country that he will be running as the law and order candidate.
But we will also be a country of law and order. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
The Republican National Convention runs through Thursday, and the president will give his formal speech Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
NBA players are expected to return to the floor this weekend, a day after teams walked out in support of protests against police brutality following the shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin. The NBA announced that all three playoff games scheduled for yesterday and today would be called off before the action is expected to resume tomorrow or Saturday. The league and its players were still hammering out final details of the latest restart, according to a statement by Executive Vice President of the NBA, Mike Bass. Major League Baseball games, WNBA contest, and Major League Soccer matches have also been called off. Hillary Clinton is predicting that Donald Trump's re-election effort will be messy and that the former Democratic candidate has some advice for Joe Biden. If the race is close, do not concede.
You know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is.
Speaking with Jennifer Palmieri on Showtime's The Circus, Clinton said Trump would likely try to take the election by going after absentee voting. She continues to emphasize that even a small margin of votes can have major consequences, looking back to her experience winning the popular vote but still losing in the Electoral College. Democrats, she said, should be ready to fight the results at all costs. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
DJV program brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight, the simple, non-toxic way, and the way to keep it off. Check toploss.com to see how this program can be so right for you, as this program itself is so right for you. I hope that's why you're here. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug, Stefan, you're just a part of a big wheel, Jennifer and Victoria, a big wheel. It's called the DJV program. Lots of people belong to our family.
That's what I feel like sometimes.
spin.
Round and round we go. And where we stop, nobody knows. But we do work nicely together, if I do say so myself. So that's a good start. All right. Inside the world of controversy, we have people in the Russian world who are maybe getting into the American world. I noticed that Mike Pompeo is trying to deal not with the election, but with the poisoning. Why, if it didn't happen here, why is he involved? I guess would be my question. Anybody want to take that on?
That is a good question. But I would think if it's Russia poisoning one of their dissidents, America would probably want to know.
We'd want to know. Right? Yeah.
The interesting thing was there does, and I know maybe he's just been busy, I don't know, but there was a sort of a delayed reaction to this. After a few days of really no comment, Mike Pompeo did come forward and say that if it's warranted, then he has called for an investigation. If the reports prove accurate that Russia did actually poison this Alexei Navalny. And so he was airlifted from Russia to Germany on Saturday, rushed to a Berlin hospital. He fell ill on a flight from Siberia to Moscow. He's lucky that he's in a German hospital. Mm-hmm. Angela Merkel is the one who made the statement saying, like, look, he's been poisoned and now they're going to protect him. So that's why I think Mike Pompeo has stepped in and said, you know, look, if this is real, then this needs to be investigated. He said Mr. Navalny's family and the Russian people deserve to see a full and transparent investigation.
All right, so Victoria,
so we'll see what happens.
Is this going to be taken credibly given the rumors about the Russians and their involvement in the election of 2016 and they're still pushing around? Do you think people will take those two and put them together, even though they may not belong together? But you know how people are.
I don't know. I guess it depends on what we actually do.
Do you agree with me, though, that some people will say, well, what is he looking at that for?
Yeah, that we're being soft
Russians
on Russia.
Are dead.
Yeah. Soft
right.
on Putin.
I think that if you guys believe that we're being soft on Russia, you should probably look at the output of the administration because, well, President Trump has looked like he's trying to get along with Vladimir Putin, as he's done with multiple world leaders.
Yeah,
the sanctions that have been thrown at Russia have been far more severe than any sanctions thrown at them in our past history, not just
but
with the Obama
But they're not more severe than the Chinese sanctions. Right?
The sanctions on the Chinese with Hong Kong, I don't know how they stack up. I would imagine the ones on China are greater because their economy is greater. It's based on the economic size and impact. People think that Russia is all powerful. Their economy is the size of Italy, and their country is gigantic. So the Russians are not really doing all that well in the money department. So I don't know. I don't know.
Only Putin is making money.
Yeah, that the highest number of sanctions that have come out of an administration came out of the Trump administration. They also armed Ukraine. They also made deals that took away the importance of drilling in Russia so that we aren't dependent on them for oil and for other resources. And we've helped strengthen up the EU to do the same thing, to get away from Russia. So I don't know. I mean, I don't buy this stuff about us being in bed with the Russians because I actually look at what's coming out.
Right.
And you got to look at the details before you make your decisions.
And that announcement paid for by the Trump for president.
Yeah.
Just like your announcement was paid for by Biden for president campaign.
Not me.
I just, you know what? It's fine.
Teasing you.
No, I know. But it's interesting to me how people diminish people that have opposing viewpoints by patting them on the head saying, you're just a Trumper. Yeah. Well, maybe I actually
I get that constantly. Jen, I get it constantly.
You're just a Bidener.
Like Trump.
A Biden person called? A Bidener? Trumper is Trumper, but Bidener? Are you a Bidener? All right, I have an email. I have three emails or a couple of emails from listeners and something that I posted on Facebook that I want to talk about. This is a note I got yesterday. I'm just going to read it, okay? California, this fellow lives in Los Angeles, as some of the Democratic primary candidates bragged last year, is the progressive model of the future. A once innovative, rich state that is now a civilization in near ruins. The nation should watch us this election year and learn about the possible future. After one of the primary debates in late 2019, I drove to San Francisco. On checking into the hotel, I was reminded by the hotel doorman of the city's protocols. One, do not park your car on the street, because it most surely will have its windows smashed, contents stolen, and the police will not respond. Two, check the soles of your shoes before entering the hotel lobby to ensure that human feces or needle remnants are not on the bottom of your feet.
Yep.
Three, do not offer food, money, help if walking and you encounter a nearby homeless person. There are corridors all around the city, given the uncertainty and possibly violent reaction that such outreach might occur. As he warned me, I kept thinking of scenes in the Hitchcock film from San Francisco in the 1950s with streets that were clean and safe, with people polite and mannered. No doubt that world is written off now as racist and exploitive, by the morally superior San Francisco, who 60 years later have created their own wasteland, called it civilization. Once successful civilizations implode not only from moral laxity, debt, inflation, and luxury, but also from a sort of psychological stasis by which the bureaucracy would rather die in place than change and survive. That from a fellow who listens to this program, who lives in Los Angeles. I agree with that pretty much 100%.
Well, that told us that last year.
Yeah.
Remember, Jen, you started telling us in San Francisco they were giving people poop maps and stuff.
They give
unbelievable.
Maps.
Yeah,
how
to, like, where to go and where not to go.
And this is the and by the way,
so sad because it used to be one of our most.
Oh, it's a great city. Yeah, Nob Hill, fabulous. Dropping down, got down to the Embarcadero. It just was a fabulous. Sit on the, just watch the ships. It just was a fabulous city. It's now like a.
And it doesn't have to be that way. People could actually, like, stand up and try to help. But, you know, it's the biggest
that
thing.
Movie,
and I really, it's
was the
one
movie
of the
that
like
the
there's
Rock
a lot.
Was in San Andreas, which showed showed San Francisco in ruins. Okay.
But there's obviously a lot of political differences between, you know, what people stand for and how San Francisco is run. And we could talk and argue all day about the political policy. But the one single thing that should be considered apolitical is that the mental illness that is ruining these cities, and people just don't know what to do. The leadership says, well, we can't lock these people up. We can't do this. We can't do that. The real, truly, without talking about some of the political policies that are going on, the one thing that people should agree on is that it is unacceptable to have people living and dying on the streets. And it's unacceptable that we're letting this happen. And for, you know, everybody says, well, it's drugs, drugs, drugs. Okay. For some people, it is drugs.
Yeah.
But, for the most part, these people are mentally ill, and then they turn to drugs to try to fix it. And they just compound the problem.
But how do you fix that problem, though?
I mean, people don't like what my fix is, but I believe that it's not even lock them up. It's put them into treatment programs.
Why? What's wrong with that
they can't
idea?
Leave.
That's a great idea.
People don't like it because you say we can't take people and lock them up against their will, but it's the only humane thing to do. Because people who are not in their right mind are not making good decisions.
No, of course
they're not.
They're not gonna
and it's human nature. I mean, it's a human thing from when we were cavemen to seek shelter. And so when you find people who are actually running from shelter, who have been offered it and don't want it, you know that there's something going on and that they need help.
All right, here's another listener note.
We should give it to
after
them.
Listening to us. Somebody lives in Rhode Island. Here's the story of my day.
The Calamari State.
Right.
That's right.
That still cracks me up.
We were talking about women, and it seems to me, I've forgotten the reference, wasn't it? It may have even been in the last hour. We were talking about women. This just came. Anyway, here's the story of my life. It's a lady whose last name is Morgan, and I can't see what her first name is.
She
anyway.
Want to be named here?
Well, if I didn't give her first name, maybe nobody knows. At 5 a.m., I wake up and get on the treadmill. At 6, I get myself, my son, and my daughter ready for school. I help my husband get his lunch and hope to get out the door by 7 o'clock to get my children to daycare. By 7:15, I start my drive to work. I go through Starbucks drive-thru, get pastry and coffee. I work for a company in the city from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. During my lunch break, I go to the dry cleaner. I pick up groceries, run errands because I can't get that stuff done after work. Then I pick up a lunch or a packed lunch, eat at my desk once I get back to the desk at 1 o'clock. At 3, my husband gets off work. He picks up the children from daycare, so my phone is ringing all the time with them until I get off at 5. I race home, I play with the children while I'm cooking dinner and doing the laundry, I get them in bed by 9, spend time with my husband till 10, I go to bed, and I wake up
rinse
and the next morning goes all over. Yeah.
That's a very typical story.
Right, and I don't know how much credit, if that's what it is, I'm not sure what the right word is. The COVID saliva test, which was approved by the FDA, is the most recent podcast, or at least part of the focus of our most recent Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, saliva test. I will guarantee you, though, if you're a devotee of our weekend show, Good Day Health, we're going to be steering away from COVID We pretty much, that's all we've talked about for the past 3 or 4 months, which is appropriate. But Dr. Ken does so much work.
A reliable source with real information.
Yeah,
right. I would probably encourage you to at least have something there because people don't know where to turn to.
Yeah, yeah. No, we'll have that stuff still. There are other things going on that Ken is researching, and you got to, you know, pay some attention to it.
Sure, yeah.
At any rate, podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, 10 before the hour.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. While most sprains and strains can be treated at home with a little rest and some ice, sometimes it takes a little more.
So we tend to want to do everything we can. Give it time, rest, modify activities, physical therapy, those sort of things. And then those that continue to be a problem after non-operative treatment tend to be the ones that go to surgery.
Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Christopher Camp says regenerative medicine is also offering some promise.
So we're really starting to find out which different types of treatments can we use, things like PRP, platelet-rich plasma, our stem cells, those sort of things. And we're really starting to figure some of these injuries are very amenable to those types of treatments. Others aren't. So we're still sorting out which is which.
Dr. Camp says the hope would be that regenerative therapies would cut down on the need for surgeries. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, Do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
She's one of the world's top fitness and nutrition experts, creator of Beachbody's 21-Day Fix and the Ultimate Portion Fix. Now, she's sharing her life lessons with you in her new book, Lose Weight Like Crazy, Even If You Have a Crazy Life. We caught up with Autumn Celebrezze to hear all about it.
World-renowned fitness and nutrition expert Autumn Celebrezze is sharing the personal struggles and aha moments that transformed her life in a new book and 30-day plan to lose weight.
Lose Weight Like Crazy, Even If You Have a Crazy Life isn't just a book about losing weight. It's really life lessons. And what was important to me was to show people that we all struggle. We all go through things, and it's really our mindset that is going to determine how we go through them and if it defines us or if it starts to derail us from what our goals are.
The book is loaded with not only Autumn's personal stories and strategies, but others' success stories as well. A special eating plan, tons of fabulous recipes, simple, easy-to-follow workouts, and more.
There's all these different assignments that go with each chapter. They're small, they're fast, they're easy, but they're designed to help you look inside so that you can start to overcome things. Like when I talk about overcoming fear, what is your fear? What's your fear of taking on this nutrition program? Write that down. There are little bits of information in each chapter called crazy easy, crazy powerful tips, because you don't have to do a complete 180 on your life overnight in order to get results. You can baby step your way into it, and that's really, for a lot of people, the best way to do it so that it doesn't feel overwhelming and impossible.
The best part, you can still enjoy your favorite carbs, cocktails, even desserts.
23 new Fix-approved recipes. There's no deprivation. There's no starvation. There's no giving up food groups. I'm just going to show you how to do it and then the proper portion size. That's what I want people to understand, that it's a lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's something that you can continuously do forever and ever.
Autumn has helped hundreds of thousands of people get control of the food they eat and lose real weight with her breakthrough weight loss programs, and this one is no different.
And the last part of the book is two brand new workouts from me with photographs, step-by-step instruction on how to perform each of the moves. They're based off of my workout program, 21 Day Fix. You'll also have access to do those live with me on Beachbody On Demand, even if you're not a member.
Autumn says it's all about turning obstacles into opportunities. You can achieve anything you set your mind to in every aspect of your life.
I just say, give me 30 days. Go all in. Trust the process and watch what happens, because your mind is going to be blown in the best way possible.
Pick up the book at Amazon.com and other major retailers.
I'm Andy Solomon. Innovation and creativity collide as PlayStation reveals new details about its latest video game system, PlayStation 5. PlayStation's Sid Schumann has more.
PlayStation 5 is bringing rich and diverse gaming experiences for fans to look forward to this holiday. We announced more than 24 new PlayStation 5 games, including PlayStation exclusives like Marvel's Spider-Man, Miles Morales, where players can experience the rise of this important character. And one of the best-selling games of all time, Grand Theft Auto V, is coming to PlayStation 5 with new enhancements.
Tell us about the PlayStation 5 hardware.
PlayStation 5 will come in a beautiful, stunning design with a bold look that's truly eye-catching. It will load games incredibly fast, and combined with advanced 3D audio and the new DualSense wireless controller that provides haptic feedback, PlayStation 5 will captivate your senses and bring you even deeper into these extraordinary game worlds than ever before.
For more information, visit PlayStation.com.
A fun and exciting way to catch bass is on Topwater Lures. We will share tips for catching bass this way right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-bodied decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic, high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
Catching bass on topwater lures is very effective in low light conditions, like early in the day or later in the evening. The wind dies down and the fish are actively feeding. When a bass hits your frog, buzz bait, walking bait, or popper, make sure you feel the fish before you set the hook. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.